Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
Fire in my veins, road to redemption, song of salvation, my anchor in oceans that toss me in waves. When I'm in
thank you for joining us on this podcast. Today, we will be reflecting on the importance of wisdom in finding fulfillment in life. The world often tells us that fulfillment can be found through money, power, and fame, but true fulfillment can only be found through godly wisdom. Wisdom is not just knowledge, but the ability to apply that knowledge in a way that brings purpose and joy. In this devotional, we will explore the biblical principles of wisdom, and how it can guide us in finding true fulfillment in our lives through a deeper understanding and seeking of God's will. Join us as we reflect on the power of wisdom and how we can apply it to our daily lives. Don't forget, the topic is Wisdom for Fulfillment, and our Bible text is from Proverbs chapter 8 verse 11.
Proverbs chapter 8 verse 11. For wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things that may be desired are not to be compared to it.
Long ago, there was a young man named Tommy who was raised in a Christian home. He went to church every Sunday, read his Bible, and prayed regularly. However, as he grew older, he began to question the faith that he had been taught and eventually turned away from God. Tommy began to focus on his career and making money. He worked long hours and put all of his energy into climbing the corporate ladder. He surrounded himself with people who shared his ambitious mindset and soon found himself caught up in a fast-paced, materialistic lifestyle. Years went by, and Tommy's success brought him wealth and status, but also a sense of emptiness and dissatisfaction. He realized that despite all of his accomplishments, he was still not happy. He felt like something was missing in his life. One day, Tommy decided to take a break from work and go on a trip to clear his mind. He went to a remote cabin in the woods, where he spent his time reading, reflecting, and communing with nature. It was there that he rediscovered his faith in God. He realized that the wisdom he had been taught as a child was true, and that true fulfillment and happiness could only be found through a relationship with God. When he returned home, Tommy made a decision to change his priorities and put God first in his life. He left his high-paying job and started a non-profit organization to help the less fortunate. He also began to spend more time with the things of God, and he soon discovered he once found the joy and the fulfillment that he had dreamed of in life. Tommy's newfound wisdom brought a new perspective and clarity to his life. He felt a sense of peace and purpose that he had never experienced before. He was able to see the blessings in his life and he was able to give back to the community. He was able to find true happiness and fulfillment, and he knew that it was all because of his relationship with God. Through Tommy's story, we learn that wisdom is not just knowledge, but the ability to apply that knowledge in a way that brings fulfillment and happiness. True wisdom comes from God and it can only be found by putting Him first in our lives. It is through fear and reverence for Him, seeking His will, and studying His word that we can gain the wisdom to navigate the challenges of life and find joy and fulfillment. Our Bible text from Proverbs chapter 8 verse 11 says, "For wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things that may be desired are not to be compared to it." Today, let us reflect on the importance of wisdom in finding fulfillment in life. The world often tells us that fulfillment can be found through money, power, and fame, but true fulfillment can only be found by applying godly wisdom to life matters. The Bible says, "Blessed is the man who finds wisdom, the man who gains understanding," Proverbs chapter 3 verse 13. True wisdom is found in understanding and seeking God's will for our lives. It is through a relationship with Him that we can gain the wisdom to navigate the challenges of life and find true fulfillment. Would you seek godly wisdom today? Proverbs chapter 9 verse 10 gives us an insight on how to acquire wisdom. It says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the Holy One is understanding." Wisdom begins with a fear and reverence for God. When we put Him first in our lives, we are able to see the world and our purpose in it through His eyes. We must actively seek wisdom and understanding by studying God's Word and applying it to our lives. It is not enough to simply know about wisdom, but we must put it into practice. According to Proverbs chapter 16 verse 23, "The heart of the wise teaches his mouth, and adds learning to his lips." When we possess wisdom, it will guide us in our words and actions, bringing a sense of peace and purpose to our lives. In conclusion, true fulfillment can only be found through wisdom, which comes from understanding and seeking God's will. Let us reflect on this today and make a commitment to actively seek wisdom in our lives by studying God's Word and putting it into practice. In doing so, we will find true fulfillment and joy in life. As we reflect on the message of wisdom for fulfillment, it is important to ask yourselves, where do I currently stand in my pursuit of wisdom? Am I actively seeking God's will and studying His Word in order to gain understanding and find fulfillment in life? Take a moment now to reflect on your life and think about areas where you could improve in seeking and apply godly wisdom. Are there any specific actions you can take to put this into practice? As you go today, ask for God's guidance in your pursuit of wisdom and fulfillment in life. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word and the wisdom it has given us. Help us to understand your will for our lives and to actively seek wisdom through studying your word and putting it into practice. Give us the courage and strength to follow the guidance of your wisdom. Today, we ask that you release your favor upon us, bless us and give us peace beyond human understanding in Jesus' mighty name, Amen.
Bible in a Year. The Bible reading for today is from Exodus chapter 13, chapter 14 and chapter 15. And for the evening, Matthew chapter 19 verse 1 to 15. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a pleasant day and may the Lord bless.
For more information about salvation, faith and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.